Really. So full moon is a really good thing, and that's why I noticed that, because I also have a challenge that I'm gonna run on that date, and I was like, oh, she's aligning with the moon there
Oh
as
my
well.
God, do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm very into the moon, but it's so, does that mean that we're going to have more energy or less? Because I always get confused.
More, but it's also for some people is like a hectic energy, you know, like, well, all the werewolves are awaking, like, and it can be like, it, well, as my guru said, it's like if you're angry, more anger is going to come up. If you're peaceful, more peace is gonna come up. So whatever is within you is coming up in the full moon.
Okay,
That's why I
so
always like, I feel really good with this saying, and I noticed, you know, just like what's coming up.
oh, wow.
Oh, welcome Remy to the podcast. Super excited.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be an interesting chat. We've already had a great chat, so let's get even
Yeah.
deeper into
Yeah. Finally, it's under recording. So you're a manifesto generator as well, right?
Yes, I am,
Yeah.
which I'm new to because I didn't know about human design at all until I started looking into it because I didn't understand why I want to do everything at once. And my mind is like all over the place at sometimes. So when I started looking into that, I found out that's what I am. And then when I looked into what it means, it makes so much sense to who I actually am.
Yeah. What was the most like wow moment about it for you, like?
The thing with me is that I want to do loads of different tasks at once. And my brain basically works by I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to swap to this, and then I'm going to do that. And I want to do everything at once. And I'm either fully go, 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 or I'm like, leave me alone. I need to sleep for 3 weeks. Not really, but you know what I mean. But that is what, for me, it was really in or out. And I didn't understand why. But I also know that I can use it as my advantage because when I'm in the go, 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 I can get a lot done quite quick.
Yeah, that's
What are you?
beautiful.
Are you the same?
I'm the same, yeah. And for me, the biggest revolution was the focusing on many things as well, but as like many hobbies, or you know, switching, like I just told you, like, oh yeah, I used to teach English, then it was yoga, and it was meditation retreats. There was a vegan food business, and some people might view it as like, oh, you're not stable, you know, you change things every 3 months. And for me, it's like 3 months is like long. I already know this. Like, let's go, let's do another thing. It's so exciting. I want to try more. You know, actually having it as your advantage, not as something that, oh, I'm a little bit ashamed because the rest of the world is doing one thing for their whole life.
That is it. And a lot of people look at me to be quite a strange person in terms of family and friends because they think, not strange, that's the wrong word, but they think as, why is she doing something new? Like, what are you doing now? Every time I meet my friends, there's something else going on. And I get bored of staying in the same place. And actually, I've now started to make my offer suite based on how I am as a person. And so with me, I found it quite boring to continuously do the same program over and over and over.
Yeah.
My new offer that's coming out is going to be every month will be something different based on like what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. So I just feel like having your offer suite aligned with your human design is a great thing.
Oh, wow, that's a revolution. No,
Yeah.
it is really, because I used to do that, but then, you know, you listen to some of the business coaches and they're like, so what's the offer that brings in most money or most people or something? Okay, let's just like just do it on a repeat. I did it for a year. I think that's when I started hating my business.
Yeah, that is it.
It's so boring. It's like I
Yeah.
love launching, and I love like when the new idea comes. It's just like,
Yeah.
you know, a course can be born in like 3 hours for me.
Yeah,
Then
that
it's
is
just
it.
a matter of, you know, like talking to the assistant to put the PDFs together, and then me recording the videos. And I love doing as I go, because I
Yeah.
guess your new challenge is also like, is it live kind
Yeah,
of a
it's
setting?
live. It's 3 days live, and it kind of is touching at the base of it is personal branding. So it's really teaching people how to build this personal brand because I feel like the gap now is that people know the strategy, but they don't know who they are and they don't know how to put that within their personal brand. And it comes back down to that. They just don't know how to market themselves because they probably don't have the confidence. So the 3 days is all about their voice and how they use that, and then their messaging, how to make sales, so like basically how to monetize your voice. And then the third day is all about bringing it together for your personal brand. So I'm excited for that. It's kind of like full on energy. And now you've just told me it's a full moon. I mean, bring
Is it
it.
gonna be on Zoom or another
Yes.
platform?
It's going
Zoom.
to be on Zoom. There's a Facebook group. There's tons of prizes to be won.
Ooh.
And It's new to me. I've never really taught on personal branding, but I've been going on this huge identity journey over the last 12 months. So it wasn't the right time because I said on my stories yesterday, I was going through the storm and now I'm out on the other side. I just feel like there's so much to say on the topic of personal branding.
Amazing. I was just recording a podcast in Latvian and we started talking about personal branding because we talk marketing and sales, and then I touched on this and then I saw your email and it's like, this is perfect because it's like, right, like I'm just continuing in another language. But before that, so 4 years ago you started, right?
Yeah.
So when you talk about what was your brand language, brand image, your idea of how did you come into this online environment?
That is such a good question. I fell into it almost because I got made redundant after COVID, if you remember that. Anyone remembers that big thing? And so I was working, always have been working within marketing since I left school. But then the owner made the entire company redundant. And I mean, 700 people gone, literally. And so I always wanted my own business, but I didn't know it would happen that quickly. And I thought like the better day would come. And then that day came. And so I just threw myself into this online world in a very safe zone of I'm going to keep hidden. I'm going to keep like plodding along. And I had no idea what I was doing. Like, if I'm honest, none. No one teaches you how to run a business online at the age of 25 or whatever it was. Like, it was so new. So when I look back at my content, my messaging, like my brand, I laugh because it was not me. Like, it was just not me. It looked pretty. It was pinks. It was the nude color palette that a lot of people have. It was just not me at all. So I loved it, but no wonder it didn't grow because I was trying to be another person, if that makes sense.
Just fitting in a box with an aesthetic, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then when I did tiptoe into this more bold character, I got scared. So she came then tiptoeing back. And so that happened, like the backwards and forwards happened for a long time. And then I went into more just social media management. So I was managing 20, 25 different accounts with all different personalities. So then that my identity almost got pushed to the back when I had to put on this filter of all the people that I was managing their accounts. And so that was now I look back, that was, I think, a huge thing for me, that I never stopped and took the time to actually figure out who I was and what my personal brand was. I was trying to put on the face of all these different business owners who were different, very different people. And so, yeah, I'd done that for about 2 years. And then I realized that more people was coming to me for coaching. They wanted more social media coaching, marketing coaching, business coaching. And I didn't really know what a coach was. I think coaching in the last 2 years has boomed because no one really knew what a coach was. It was even when I started telling my friends and family I'm a coach now, they were like, what is that? What the hell is a coach?
Like a football coach?
Do you coach soccer? And so, yeah, I think I realized I went on the first call with someone, and after that call, I felt this new sense of like purpose and felt that this is what I'm meant to do. Like, I'm good with people. I love helping people. Like, I just love guiding people. I used to be a personal trainer, so I think I love to just see people's results as well. So I think, yeah, the coaching came in. Again, I was new to it. I invested a lot in other coaches, other group programs. And then fast forward the last year, I knew something had to happen in terms of like my identity, because again, I was feeling this resistance to the person I was being online compared to the person I actually was. And I couldn't work it out.
Can you do a little bit like a sketch of like, what were you online and what were you offline?
Yeah. So online, I felt like there was a filter over me all the time in terms of what I was saying, what I actually wanted to teach on, who I actually wanted to speak to, the opinions that I had, almost more like that authority sort of content, how I wanted to show off my life. It wasn't bad compared to when I first started. It was almost like when I first started, I felt like I had to be this person to be successful. And then I slowly started to find my identity over the last 4 years, because it does take time. And I think as you grow, we all grow at lightning speed, literally every single month. We're all different people. So I think that's a hard thing, because every time you grow, you have to adopt this new identity. But the last year to 18 months in particular, it was more about who I was showing up and being in terms of, I know I can help you, rather than when I started, I was like, do you want to come into my world? Because it's nice, rather than like, I know I can help you. So it's the messaging that you use. And I find, and I have this with my clients as well, it takes someone really pissing you off, family, maybe it's someone online, maybe it's a client, to find this inner fire within you. Mm. And when you find that fire, something just clicks, and then you almost let this big roar out, and you turn into this lion. And when you turn into that person, it's almost like, I look at it now in terms of, I wouldn't say I don't care about my opinions, because I do, but I have stopped holding back so much, if that makes sense. So old identity was still making my life look like picture perfect, like not showing all the good days and bad days, the colours I was using, the offers that I was creating. I felt like a lot of my offers, I love them, but I didn't want to just teach social media, but I did because I felt that's what made me safe. And so now it's more about, I want to teach what I want to teach. I want to do the inside work. I want to do the outside work. I just go on stories now and I just can talk, and it feels so natural, and it's the best feeling. And this is why I'm so passionate in helping people not take 4 years to get to that point, because when you can talk from a place of like, this is, it just feels natural. You don't have to put on anything, because you are using what you've gone through in your stories in order for you to then create an offer and sell it. And you don't have to put on this mask, because it's you, it's your life, it's your story that you can then sell. So I think when something clicks, I had it the other day, one of my clients, she, all of a sudden I said, do you want to be teaching this? And she said, no. And I said, okay, so what do you actually want to be teaching? And it was such that, like, more deeper work, but wow. She was convinced over the last 3 years that she had to teach this certain topic because it's what everyone else was teaching, or it's what her coaching qualification taught her to teach. And when we actually realized what she wanted to teach on, she was like, let's go, let's do this, we're ready. And it's like this fire again. That's the fire. And then selling becomes easy. That's how I look at it.
Wow, what a story. But was there a certain thing that triggered you to have this change? Or was it observation of who you are? Or I don't know, maybe you took a course or a coach told you one thing and you like, the same as you just talked about your clients, like, boom, damn, yes.
To me, I said this last night to someone actually, it was that I could see everyone around me who was just showing up and being them, they were skyrocketing very fast in terms of what they were earning and who they're being and how happy they actually looked. And so it was a case of just over, I think it was over like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, it was a lot of like, right, sitting back and thinking and actually going in inward and thinking, what do you actually want to be teaching on? And who do you actually want to be? And like, what impact do you want to make on this world? And what do you love teaching on? And so it was like, enough was enough. And I just thought to myself, I don't know what happened. Some sort of, I have to go back and try and find out. I have to go through my phone and find some sort of picture. But it was enough was enough. Like, I was so done with just playing safe, and I was so done with just hiding away, and I was just so done with trying to fit into this box, like you just said. I wasn't happy, and I thought, you either go big or you go home. And it was just, let's just do it like that, let's just do it, let's just go out, let's give it our all. Because I was done wasting time. It was like 2 years by that point, and I didn't want to waste any more time. And so yeah, for me it was kind of, maybe bits happened with family and friends, like little arguments, I think, which also made me think, like, this is what I can rely on. Like, I always can come back home to my business. And that was a big bit for me, because it's kind of like, I really want to grow this into the place I wanted to grow it into for my future, for like my family's future. And so, yeah, I think it was just a, what are you doing? Like, why are you so afraid of saying that certain things? Why are you so afraid of showing up and being this person? Because that is never going to get you anywhere. And you're going to spend another 4 years trying to figure out who you actually are.
Exactly. Yeah. And since you were at home, so the only other place was to go big.
Yeah, literally. That was it. I was at home all the time. So yeah, I wanted to make a big impact. And I did have coaches, which really helped me find my voice. And it's great, because when you do have coaches, you can go backwards and forwards in terms of, what do you actually want to be teaching on? what is it that you love? And I loved basically pulling out someone's personality and injecting that onto their strategy. And that's like the way I look at it, because I was having so many Zoom calls with people who, because at that time I was doing a lot more like content. So you'd come on Zoom with me and you'd tell me everything you've gone through, and then we'd put that into your content. And it blew me away how many stories I had from people. Like, their stories were incredible, but then you go onto their Instagram and you don't see any of that. And the person that I see on Instagram and that person is two different people. Mm-hmm. And it was this theme over and over. And when they started to figure out how powerful their story is and their identity of what they've gone through, when they then put that into their strategy online and their content and their offers, the businesses were like flying, they were soaring, because it's a personal brand. And so I loved that. And it took, I've had so many people cry to me because a lot of people's stories get buried and they don't want to talk about it. And I'm not here to be like, talk about, like, we don't need a Debbie diary and we don't need to start talking about all the stuff you don't want to talk about. But all their audiences started to relate to them.
Exactly.
They became the people that was getting looked up like to all the time, because they were just getting vulnerable online and sharing bits that they never thought they would share. But it was good, because when you do that, I think you can take on anything. When you talk about bits of your life that you maybe hide away, you become very, very strong as a character, I think.
Yeah, it does relate. I did my YouTube video about my experience with depression. That was 4 years ago. The video, and it's the most viewed, is the most, like, people message me, the messages are usually, wow, I cried, I felt this, I relived myself, I found myself from a new aspect. But it's that there is something, and when you're saying like this, I'm like, maybe I should record another one.
and you know what, it's nice, and there's a very fine line, because I've had other coaches be like, you have to talk about all this stuff that you've gone through, and I don't want to teach people that you have to almost feel like you want people to feel sorry for you in order for you to be successful. And I've seen other coaches teach on that, and I really don't like that.
No.
Like what you just said is like, if you can show that off and show how you've come over that, like come through that stage, you're going to have such an impact on like so many people's lives. And that is how I look at it, is what a great way that you've probably changed thousands of people's lives by you just coming and being honest. And it's also about that journey that you've probably been on and making that into like a really good offer and things like that. People, that's what people need.
Yeah, definitely. Because with that, I want people to know that depression exists. Mm. It's a real thing. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, people like me, because for me, the biggest shame was that I was teaching yoga and meditation, and you're supposed to be always happy and positive. Yeah. How on earth am I going to talk about depression? But then again, when I thought, well, it happened, it's a fact. Mm. So if I share about this, there must be someone else, some other Monta somewhere, yes, who's going through this, and it's going to open up this gate for her where she's like, oh, I'm allowed to actually feel bad. I don't have to be all the positivity, manifestation and everything. And because only then you can heal. Only then you can go forward.
And it's so nice to have people like you and other people that I've connected to, because they share their story, because it's helped me like go through and become the person I am today. And I felt it's a good thing. I do think it's a really good thing to understand what parts of your journey, even like the good ones, the bad ones, what parts really stand out that you can put within your content and your messaging and your sales process and your offer suite and everything. And I've done it so many times within my membership. I say, okay, we had a challenge about storytelling, and it was about picking out three main stories that you've had in your life that you can now confidently talk about because you've come through to the other side. And people just, they couldn't think about any. And I was like, I don't believe you. I do not believe you.
Exactly. Everyone has it.
Yeah, your life is not boring. And it comes back down to that piece of, you have a personality. And again, this is where it's looked at on personal branding, in terms of, I can't show up because I'm not the loudest, or I can't show up because I'm not the person that dances all the time, or has this big, bold character and this voice. And I always find that people have a personality. If you've got a friend, you've got a personality. Like, that's how I look at it. And even if you don't have a friend, you've got some sort of family member or a dog or something, someone that cares about you. So your personality, even if you're quiet, even if you're shy, even if you're maybe more of an introvert, that personality has to come out within your branding. And this is where people are trying to put on this mask of trying to be this big, loud character, when behind the scenes, they're really not that person. So they're going to end up hating their business. And I believe in the whole energetics thing. If you're hating what you're putting out and you're very negative, you're only going to get worse.
Definitely.
And I guess you're into that as well.
Yeah, no, it's just tiring if you, if you just do what you're not.
Yeah. But it's amazing. When I started to get more into manifesting and energy frequencies and like the things that have landed in my life is just strange. Last year, I was definitely going through like a burnt-out stage and I couldn't escape it because I'd already like signed the clients. I've taken a lot on and I was attracting nothing but just more of that because I was putting it out. So when I was forced to slow down because I lost a few clients and my whole business done a whole restructure, the best clients were landed in my lap. The pathways were opening up. Like, that's, I think, where my identity shifted even more, because it was kind of, I was forced into a situation which I didn't think would happen. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, where you've been forced into situations where you're forced to grow.
Oh, I think multiple times in my life or all the time.
Yeah.
There's always something that it's like what you're saying, like, wow, okay, I wanted to slow down. And like you say, oh, no more clients. I'm like, what? I didn't want that. I wanted just to, well, this is, we wanted to slow down.
And it's so much about, and I read it in a book once and I never, ever forget it. And I tell people it's, if you can't hold more clients or more money or more anything, you're literally showing the universe that you can't do that. So no wonder you're not going to get given it. When you show the universe or whatever you believe in that you can hold more money, you can hold more clients, you can look after yourself, like you are spending the time to put yourself first, it's like, a, come on now, I'm ready, give it to me. Yeah. And when you are in that stage, weird things happen. Stuff that I can't even explain.
Yeah, it's like a flow of honey river.
Yeah, literally. And it is. It's kind of, and that's when it feels so easy. And you look back on your life and you're like, why did I not do this sooner?
Yeah. As someone, I had a conversation over the weekend with another, she's not a coach, she's a psychologist, but more towards what you were saying, like more inner trauma and like digging in the past and like life is a burden.
Yeah.
And I was sharing some of my things and she's like, it sounds like you're just struggling and, you know, like hustling. And I'm like, no, because for me, that's like, it's Sorry. Just the river flowing. Everything is happening. And I'm like, it's
I love
all good.
That I love that. I've never heard anyone say that. But to you, working is therapy.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
Yeah. I started with affirmations like years ago. And I remember I had this one, I love what I do and I do what I love. And I was working so much and was like, I think I have to change this one, because I used to teach English at that time. And I was like, just teaching like 6 days a week and new clients would come and like all these amazing jobs. And I would just like, yes. And I'm like, I have to change that affirmation.
I love that. That is it. And I went and saw Stephen Bartlett last night. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. I saw in your story as well. Yeah. I have his book here.
Yeah, it was incredible. And one thing he said that really stood out was, you spend most of your time, literally all of your time, either at work or with either your partner or your family or alone. So if you think about it, if you are doing something which you don't enjoy, you're spending half of your life in an environment that you don't enjoy. And he had this whole, it's a video, it's somewhere online, I have to find it, it's with jelly beans. And basically, let's say you have 25,000 days on this earth, every day is a jelly bean. And these people from America, they start cutting the jelly beans. So they basically cut half of them, which you spend at work, half of them then goes into your, I don't know, caring for your parents or whatever it is that you do. Then like half of them is sleeping, and then you're left with this small like tub of jelly beans, and every one of those jelly beans is a day. And when you look at actually what you're left with, it's kind of then, what are you doing in that time to enjoy life? Like, and it's only a very small percentage.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by it, and it was incredible to think how many days left you have on this planet. And he says, everyone thinks dying is such a sad thing, and you only actually realize probably when you get ill that you've only got a certain amount of days left to do something that you want to do. And it was a huge eye-opener. There was a lot of tears in the audience because
Yeah.
it kind of, and I think that in that moment again, something clicked in my mind of why are people not showing up and just doing what they want to do and saying what they want to say, and why are they waiting until maybe they get old to actually then have an opinion on things?
Right. I'm so glad that you're doing this job because they can open up more earlier, much more earlier and younger in their businesses and in their in because it's not only about business, like you're saying. It's not personal brand is like who you are. What's your that's your lifestyle. It's not gonna be just like, oh, I closed the door and that's it. It's like
No.
no, if you're a personal brand, you're just a walking money-making machine.
Literally, yeah, you're a magnet. You're literally a magnet. And it is funny. I was saying again, I don't know who I was talking to, but you can spot someone from a mile away if they're generally happy or if they're putting on this front. And it's only probably maybe when you start talking to them. And that's why when you do have this personal brand that you enjoy and you love and you feel like you're okay to be who you are, and you can make money off just being who you are and what you've gone through. You feel so much internal happiness, like day to day, when you wake up and you go to sleep. And yes, everyone's going to have bad days and good days, but at your like core, you feel happy. And that is where I look back, and I think over the last 4 years, what's changed the most is when you're trying to constantly be someone else or do this or push yourself into this cage that is definitely not your cage, you feel this resistance to happiness. And then when you find your own cage and you open that door and you go and sit in there and you realize that you can just show up and be you, the happiness is just out of this world. And that's why you see, I was on a call the other day with a bunch of women who are absolutely smashing it in terms of like their money and their jobs and everything. And everyone spoke about the stories that they've gone on. And they all came back down to the number one thing that stopped them that now has made them go from 10, 20K months, 30K months. The other day, someone had like 100K day was the fact that she just found her internal peace and just started showing up as her more. And that was it. How simple.
Wow. That's really inspirational. So who are you today? Like when you have gone all through these transformations and we don't know who you're gonna be in next 4 years, but
Even
who are
tomorrow.
you today?
Who am I today? I've never had anyone ask me that question.
Oh,
I
hello.
know. I love that question though. I am a different person every single week for sure. And I think that's anyone who has their own business, who is very passionate, who is a manifesting generator, you do grow so much. So that's why I say to my clients that I'm going to be teaching you something, and then next week I'm going to be teaching you something else. So almost buckle up and strap yourself in because we move. Who am I today? I'm someone that is so passionate about more than just a marketing and business strategy. And I think there's this big gap online in terms of people are teaching others how to do all the strategy stuff, but they're always leaving their personality behind. And so I want to really be the person that allows you to pick up that personality, embody it, become authentic in the way that you use your voice, and then carry on and build this brand that is just like you said earlier, in terms of work is your therapy. You only get to that stage, I think, when you fall in love with who you are behind the scenes, and then you put that into a business online, if that makes sense. When there's a mismatch, you can't get that therapy or that the good days from your business, because I feel like you're always trying to be someone else. And a lot of people I see, they show up when they're trying to be someone else and it's tiring. They're really, really tired of showing up and putting on this front, putting on this voice. They hate their business. They then go off online, and the only time they get to enjoy life is probably at 11 o'clock at night when they're watching Netflix. That's
Definitely. That's when they only forget about it.
exactly. You shouldn't have to forget about it. You should be able to embody it into who you are. And I think own it. Owning it was a big part of my journey in terms of that I did leave behind. Because if you've got friends or family that are employed, or they just don't really understand why you would want so much for your life, you are looked at to be slightly not normal. But not normal for me is good. Like, all my clients are definitely not normal people. They have huge they have huge dreams. They're I don't know how to describe them, but they know that they're put on this earth for something so much more than just your 9-to-5 job. They know it. Like, and if you know that, and I guess you know that, you feel it like in your body all the time. Like, you are supposed to have an impact on someone or a huge community's people's lives.
Definitely.
And wow. So yeah,
big
I think,
one.
Yeah, it's just that gap. I see the gap and I want to fill the gap of personalities in brands that actually are you, more than just another strategy.
For someone who is maybe a little bit lost or starting, what are the first steps to find the, I suppose, brand voice, brand vision somewhere, but to come into their authentic selves and to show it online?
I think that almost you will go through this stage of trying other people's personalities on until you find that that isn't what you want. And not everyone, I would love for everyone to not go through that stage because it saves a lot of time. But I do find that someone will insult your business, or someone will look at you strange, someone would make a comment, someone would really, like a client or someone might just annoy you so much. Then, like I said at the beginning, you just break. And then when you break, you then start owning who you are, and then you start showing up. And then if anyone ever insults your business, you don't almost get bothered because you know you are your business and you are doing great at what you do. And it takes almost that bit of, like, I've had clients do some horrible things and say horrible things and people online, and I'm sure everyone has, but it takes that being pulled a bit to then propel into but I think techniques to learn from the beginning, I'm only talking from which I learned, was turn off social media as much as you probably are on it at the moment, because I find that a lot of people are getting sucked into these big coaches and their personality, and then people are trying to be this person because they look like they're living their best life, and that life is probably not what you want from your life. So I think really be mindful of how many times you are on social media looking at other coaches as inspiration. When you people, I don't know if this is an audio or video, but I'm doing the web listing.
Quotes.
Quotes, yeah. And also, it's about doing things on a daily basis that your future self would do, but doing them now. So I wish that when I started, my future self would be pushing herself. She would be going to more networking events, going live more, doing more masterclasses earlier on. Like, putting myself in situations that scare the absolute shit out of me, not being afraid and just doing them, because only then is when you grow very, very quickly. I remember when I first done my first challenge, I've got the video, I was pacing around the house, I was red, I had all like a rash down my neck. I had to just like shot some sort of vodka like really quickly just to try and get the nerves away. And honestly, when I came off that, it was like in 3 days I'd grown into like this new person. So I definitely think pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, embodying your future self now, in terms of like, how would your future self be talking to you? Would she be telling herself that she's not successful, that she is a failure, that she is all this? Would she be getting up really late? Would she go into bed late? Would she be holding back on launching something because she's scared of actually no one buying? Or would she go and launch something, and then if no one like purchased it, figure out the lesson and then go and do it again? It's more risks, I think. I would take a lot more risks, because when you take risks, you grow. And definitely the embodiment piece of who is your higher self within 5 years, become that person now. Like, the way that you dress, the way that you look, the way that you hold yourself, the way that you create content. And last thing, sorry, this has basically gone on from one point to about 10, is stop holding back on your opinions and what's the worst that's going to happen. I said this to someone the other day. Let's just say you go online today and you show up on your stories as a person that you really want to show up as. What is really the worst that's going to happen? If one person judges you, you probably won't know because they'll do it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What's the worst that's going to happen? So I think it's about trialing it out, trialing becoming this person that you know lives within you, that you know is there, and then seeing how you feel after you become that person, because most likely 99% of the time you would love it because you find this new excitement. Sorry, that was about 10 points.
That's perfect. I don't have to ask 10 more questions. But yeah, I'm just going to share with you something that really, really, like, it just matches all this conversation. Because when I started 4 years ago, I was more of a, like, a meditation coach, yoga, meditation, more peace, love, manifestation. And then I realized that many of these spiritual coaches, they're so afraid of marketing and selling. And I realized I'm the same. I'm like, I can talk about meditation, but when you ask me how much it is, I'm like, ooh, a hermit. Like, I don't know. You just give to me like whatever you want to give to me. Yeah. Right. And it doesn't work. Like, I hate that stuff, you know? And so I started also teaching more about, you know, like showing up, showing off online yourself and like asking for money and all the little things that you need to be online and also earn money. And then I taught about blocks, like subconscious blocks, but it was more from a, and I was at that point in this place in my life where I needed a little bit of a whip and, you know, like, oh, I have this block and like, I have to resolve it. I have to fix it. So today I recorded a podcast. I'm like, I'm so done with this shit with like fixing myself. You know what? I'm going to own every single block of mine and it's going to be my superpower. And then I was like, and I'm sorry. And I promised this to myself when I started, because my biggest fear was like, what if I change my mind? Like, what if, when I go online and when I say this is the idea and you should do like this and this is because I did this and this works. And what if like after some time I just say like, nope, I don't do this. And I was like, well, I used to tell that, you know, we need to fix ourselves. No, today I'm saying something else. I totally own this. Yeah. And it felt so freeing. Like what you just said, like it felt so like I own this. I know I've been telling otherwise. It's fine. I needed that for that part of my life. But today, like, I'm ready. Like, I've grown. And this is the new part of me, which is like, I take my superpower of always finding the cheapest stuff in the supermarket. Because, yes, I came from a very poor family. And that was my survival method. Now I can do both. I can find the cheapest stuff or I can get whatever I want. But I do love a good discount. Yes, and I own it. It's my superpower.
I love it. Yeah. Honestly, my boyfriend laughs at me because I've come home with like a salad that I didn't even want and it's like 10p. And I was like, look, it's 10p. Like, I don't even get eaten because I don't even want it. That is the best. And tell me how you feel now that you've almost let that guard down and you're showing up as this person.
Oh gosh. It's like, that's what I said. Like, this conversation is at the very right time, because I've been also going through this like big transformation. And what you were saying earlier, I became not even tired. I'm just like, my business just didn't, like, I didn't resonate with that anymore. I didn't want to fix anyone. I didn't want people to come to me who are like, oh, I have this block. I feel so bad. Like, I failed again. It's like, no, there's never failing again. There's just like, oh, I tried this. This doesn't work. I try another thing, you know? And it's like, and I was like, no, I want something else. And even on the weekend, we had this money transformation game. And this lady was like, I was saying, there was a question like, where are you stuck or not moving? And I said, I'm stuck in my business, but it's not stuck. I feel like I'm coming towards something and I can't force it. It's an energy, because you don't force an energy. And it's going to be here. And today I was like, shit, this is it. Like, this is it. This is what I was waiting for. And I couldn't force it. There was nothing that I could do, like, you know, before. And like, let's go and like, let's hustle. And I will find out what is the next thing to do in my business. Because I never go with my mind. I go with the feeling. I go with the energy. I go with what I feel. And when I feel this, it's what you said before. It just lights you up. And you're like, let's go. Like, there's no more like, oh, I need to do something. No, it's like, I want to do this. Yeah, like, I want to talk about this because I have it now in me. So
I love that you said energy can't be moved. That is a really, I've never heard that, but that is incredible.
This is how I feel when the energy of ideas, for example, oh, I want to build a new course or something. It's not like I sit down and I build when I have the, oh, there's inspiration, some puzzle pieces come together. I understand. And I see, yes, this is going to help someone. So I go and build it. It's not like I sit down and like, oh, I have to build a new course. Like, no, this is like,
You can be doing your business because you want to, not because you have to. And that is when you're forced again to, I have to make this money. I have to become this person. You show up so not you, and it's so false. And yeah, it just feels horrendous.
It's like what you said. I took some notes from the beginning of our conversations. Like, you know, you said at the beginning your world was like, oh, my world is nice, you want to come in? Then like later we moved to this like, hey, want to try, you know, like come to me, I have this knowledge. And then, you know, the next day
you're like, now sit down and listen.
This is what I teach, like, you know, like you come, you don't come, I don't care.
And that is it. And I, when you just said that in terms of like you own to you, you are more, something that I really have now thought about when you said that is you hold your power. That's what I think changed when you said about what changed for me during this shift was that at the beginning, like you said, I was like, what do you want to pay me? How much do you want to pay me? Come and tell me. Like, I was so scared to say prices. I really do resonate because I see a lot of coaches who are more like breathwork, mindset, not your typical like come from sales, marketing, business backgrounds when it comes to them selling, talking about their offers. That's not what they do because they're more like in flow all the time. So when it comes back down to that more masculine energy, they freak. And it's nice now that I do think the industry is changing. So they are stepping more into this side of selling and bits and bobs, but it's holding your power. So for me, I think it's when a lot of clients started to push boundaries with me and even friends, family. When I found that I was getting pushed a lot, I was a huge people pleaser. I started to get really drained and my energy was the thing that was suffering, which meant my business was suffering because I was putting everyone else first. And so when I cracked, I then came out of this other side of, if you don't want to pay me that, okay, that's fine, like you're not meant for me. That when you can hold your power of saying a price and knowing that you are worthy of that price, you will get the right clients. And if you don't, and this is what I found, I had to learn this the wrong way, especially with social media clients, when you say prices that you don't even feel aligned to and they're so much less than what you would charge, they become nightmare clients. They become very demanding. They literally become another hand of you that they want all the time. And that's where my identity got lost, because I was doing things I didn't want to do for the need of people pleasing or just getting some sort of money in. And now it's like you said, holding your power. Like really, really sitting in your power. When you quote a job, if they don't have it, it's not meant for you. And believing that there's so much more out there. Like there's so much more. Like what is meant for you, I believe, will always come into your world. Who are meant for you, the people, even if you can just move 1% every day.
That's I always say the content for one person, like one person is going to listen to this podcast. They're going to absolutely love it. It's going to help them tremendously.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And if they tell another person and it helps another person, great. There are two. But it's just something that I always, because otherwise, when you think about 5 or 10, you split your focus and you don't know what to ask, what to tell, what to share, what not to share, what to ask from your guest. And you're
And talk about your background. That's what I say. If like you don't have client testimonials right now, then just talk about your journey. Your story is the best testimonial. So just talk more about that. And when I just saw you say that in terms of like, I'm owning who I am now, I saw this new fire in you and like the power. And when you show off online with that, people were like, who's this? I want to be a part of her. And it's funny that when I was on that call the other day, a lot of the other girls said they didn't work with the coaches that they work with now because they were almost pissed off by them. They were activated by them. They annoyed them because they wanted to be them. And it's just a case of the people that and the coaches that are annoying you is because you can probably see yourself in somewhere that you want to be. And so holding your power in terms of like, I'm going to show up and I'm going to say what I want. And if someone judges me, then that's their problem. And pricing, offers, if someone wants to really take, like waste your time. I don't want to say it like this, but you do almost, you have to become a bit more of a ruthless person, and people will not like that. A lot of people who knew you from before, when they see you start owning this power and showing up as who you want to be, they won't like it. And so it's about almost again holding that power through those stages of your life. To me, time is a huge thing. I've really, really tried to be more conscious of who I'm spending my time around and where, because time, we need our time. We have
the
like
jelly beans.
Things to do. the jelly beans. And so the time for me is stop wasting time on people that don't light you up. I've stopped doing that and it's made my time a lot. real.
Yeah, and then you also have this, like you were saying, if you're thinking about your future version, oh, she's going to these networking events. Well, if you're still trying to people please with your old friends who are not really into who you are becoming, you're also not taking that time to go to that future self event, which is like, if you put in that perspective, it's like, oh yeah, wow, yes.
Yeah, that your high ticket client could be in that room and you've chose to go and sit and talk about someone's boyfriend that you don't really care about.
Like,
and there's a time and a place for it all. But I think also when you do go to that networking event or when you go live or anything, you hold in that power and you just sit in within what you know you're good at. And I watch so many different coaches and different people. And the number one thing that they all have is that when they talk, they own their power. They're almost, they know what they're talking about. And even if what they're talking about is wrong, they know that they're the best person to teach you that. And they just come across as that authority. And that's probably where they get into all these insanely months of like money and happiness, because they just own who they are. Simple as that.
I'm going to own me and I'm going to say those numbers trigger me. Like when I, it's
that
just like
true.
Every time I go, it's like, is this real? Like how, like, I'm like perfect in all areas, but I don't have that number and you're triggering me so much.
Yeah, I know. I actually, when I went on that money, it was called a money party the other day. I was like, this is going to be interesting. And is this going to, it almost did. Before I went on that Zoom, it really annoyed me. Not really annoyed me, but it was a trigger because I was thinking like, they're different to me, or they're different. They've got this. It's easier for them to say. But honestly, it was the best call because everyone just spoke about where they've come from and where they've got to. And when you see people from that lens, it's actually allows you to think what is possible for you. Like I was saying this to someone the other day, I said it to one of my friends in terms of, I was talking just about, I think it was like a, someone that I knew had hit her first like 10K month and they were like £10,000. And I was like, yes. And they're like, most people earn that over 6 months or whatever it is. It's just not normal. The money that is flying around online, I know what you mean. A lot of people are talking about how much they're earning. It's just not normal. And I think we need to almost sometimes come back down to the fact that probably what we're earning right now is good. And but that doesn't mean that you can slow down, because what is out there for you and what's possible by being an online business is incredible. And last night, that's what Stephen, again, when he was talking about things that he's invested into, and he's 31 and he's made millions. I feel like the world really is your oyster. And we're so lucky that we get to have an online business that can just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. But that comes back down to who you are being to grow to that person.
Exactly. To all those challenges of identity and identity crisis and business crisis.
Yeah,
and
I love
giving
that.
Up millions of times.
And... Yeah. And it's always going to happen. Like fear, failures. It's just, I thought about this last night after that talk, is that say, if, let's say your goal is, I don't know, £10,000 a month. The only thing stopping you from not getting that is how many times you give up when you fail. If you can, every time you fail, get back up and do it again. And if you go through a launch and no one buys and doing it again and again, if it's 3 months, if it's 3 years, you're always going to get to that point. And when I thought about that last night, I was like, wow, like we can actually achieve anything we want to by not giving up, by literally not giving up.
Wow. So your challenge, the one that starts on the full moon, who is this for? Who's the lady you're calling in? That one magical lady.
That one magical lady is either a coach or a service provider. So one of them, she is a lady. I do find men are welcome, but it's normally women that prefer it. And it's the woman that is ready to rise to this level of, I want to own who I am. I want to build a personal brand that really represents who I am right now, but who I want to become. And they want to become this authority within their industry. They want to be able to learn how to use their voice. And like we've had today, so many just golden nuggets of, oh, okay. And, oh, that's what I should be doing. And I have it all the time. They want to learn how to make their messaging sound like them. They want to learn that their content, the way they're putting their content out there is actually representing who they are. And they want to learn that personal brand is not just colors and fonts. It's so much more than that. It's literally about you embodying this person, putting it into your voice, having your voice turn into this money-making machine through your messaging, and then you are ready to rise to your next level. And so that is the woman that it's for.
I'm stealing them. My voice is a money-making machine.
Yeah, do it. I don't know where. I think my mum might have told me, and she was like, monetize your voice. And I was like, wow, that is good. Yeah, take it. Yeah, it's on the 25th of March. It's 25th, 27th, 28th. And then there is a bonus for fourth day, which will teach you how to launch this personal brand, go into more like strategies. But yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. There's replays available, loads of prizes. There's a community of people. So my goal is to get loads of women in there that you can connect with. And it's just going to be fun. And this is what I say to anyone listening who is maybe going through a challenge or a masterclass. The more fun you can have with it, the better the results you will have with it. Because I've gone through masterclass, and I bet you have as well, where it's kind of so serious and you have to do so much and it's just so boring. It actually so
this
boring.
Is what I'm done with, because they're trying to fix me. I want to play.
Yeah, that is it. You should name that podcast episode. Name this podcast episode, I Want to Play.
Yeah. Oh. So where can we sign up? Where can we get to this?
If you're on Instagram, it's within my bio. And if not, just come onto my Instagram and I'll send you the link. Only because the URL got slightly different. Actually, this is a really good technique. I'll tell anyone on this. I've got five different URLs. One for my Instagram stories, one's for my DMs, one's for my bio, and one's for my emails. So I can track who's clicking on what. So for this, I would send them to my Instagram bio. Otherwise, the numbers might go wrong. So yeah,
okay.
Come to my Instagram.
And your Instagram, can you just spell it for those? Yes. I'll put it in the show notes, but those who are listening.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's Remy Gutteridge. So it's R-E-M-I and then G-U-T-T-E-R-I-D-G-E.
Ooh. Super. Is there anything else you would love to share? So those who are listening get the last message from you.
Okay, one last tip. I think the best tip is... Okay, let me think of one, because I've got about five, so I'm going to think of my best one. Okay, best one is just start being you. Like, what is the worst that's going to happen? Like, your future self will thank you in 5 years' time that you chose to become the woman that you know is within you now, over waiting until you're 5 years older than what you are now to then decide to start showing up and being her. Because I look at it is the more time you're wasting, the more money you're wasting. You could be living on a beach right now in 5 years' time, or you could be in 5 years' time still trying to work out how to use your voice online because you're too scared of her. The people that are probably doing what you're doing, but doing it in terms of they look better, is all comes back down to the fact of that they're owning more who they are and they're leaving behind anything that doesn't serve them anymore.
Thank you. I woke up the other day and I was like, well, this life is pretty short. I should start probably wearing some more sexy clothes, because I mean, like, where I'm still young, and maybe in 5 years I'm not gonna be like that great. I'm like, but you know, like the other part of me is like, no, I'm just gonna look younger and prettier and everything, like the affirmation part. But then the logical part is like, no, I should use today, because today is so freakingly nice looking.
Oh my god, I love that.
Totally
that
true.
So true. I actually do. I do. Some days I'm in like the hoodie and the tracksuits and I look like just a mess, but I'm comfy. And then some days I've got my hair done and I've got a bit more makeup on. And I have found though that those days when I do dress up better, I step more into this authority. So I actually think anyone listening to this to try the what you're dressing in, and I'm not asking you to go and buy new clothes and put loads of makeup on, but dress and look more as your future self would, because then you show up very, very differently, don't you?
Amen to this. Or anything else you want to say, other religions.
No, I love that. Yeah, I love that. No, thank you for having me on. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.